Weiter sagt der Heilige Mishnah, Masechet Meisr Sheni, Perik Aleph Mishnah Hey. Let's take a look at the pasuk and see what you can buy with Meisr Sheni money. Devarim, Kapitel Yudalid, pasuk Chaf Vav. It's in Parshas Re'eh. V'nasata Akesev, you can take the Meisr Sheni money, and you can spend the money b'chol asher ta'ava nafshecha, for whatever your nefesh desires. Babakar, for cattle. Ubatzain, for flocks. Goats, sheep. Uvayayin, for wine. Uvashechar, alcoholic beverages. Ivachol asher tishalcha nafshecha, whatever your soul wants, wishes. But you have to eat it in Yerushalayim. V'yachal tasham lefnei Hashem alekecha. You shall eat it before Hashem. V'samachta ata uveisecha. And you and your household should be happy. Rejoice, you and the people of your house. From this pasuk we learn, the Matnura tells us how we dash in the klal of prat uklal, but from this pasuk we learn that what you buy has to be similar to bakar tzayin, yayin, and shechar. It has to be types of food. It has to be gedule kaka, it has to grow from the ground. Wait a second. Cattle and sheep grow from the ground? In a way, they eat the grass that comes from the ground. Okay, so in that case, if it includes everything that grows from the ground, it includes animals, so what does it not include? The answer is water and salt. Even though it's a food, but it's not called gedule karka, even though salt comes from the ground, but it's not connected to the ground in any way. Okay, so I can't buy water and salt with Meisr Sheni money. Anything else I learned from the pasuk that I can't buy with Meisr Sheni money? And the answer is yes. It has to be something detached from the ground. You can't buy peiros that are still connected to the ground. It also has to be something that's going to last until you get to Yerushalayim. Okay, so I learned from this pasuk, I can't buy water, I can't buy salt, I can't buy peiros that are connected to the ground, or peiros that aren't going to last till I get to Yerushalayim. Those are the things I cannot buy with Meisr Sheni money. Correct. Now, what happens if, says our Mishnah, Mishnah Hey, Alekech, if someone purchases with the money of Meisr Sheni, Mayim u'melach, water and salt, or peiros hamechubarim lekarka, that are connected to the ground, or peiros that he purchased outside of Yerushalayim, she'enan yechayim legil Yerushalayim, that are not going to make it to Yerushalayim, it's going to rot beforehand. In all these cases, lo ikana meiser. It doesn't work. The transaction doesn't work. When you buy something with Meisr Sheni money, the Kedusha is supposed to go off the money onto the food. That doesn't happen over here, because these aren't qualified foods that you can buy with Meisr Sheni money. Weiter sagt die Mishnah. You're also not allowed to buy peiros with the money of Meisr Sheni outside of Yerushalayim, only inside Yerushalayim itself. What? You just told me I can't buy peiros that aren't going to last, but peiros that will last, I thought I could buy. And the answer is as follows. L'chadchila. If you went to a Rav and you said, can I buy peiros to take to Yerushalayim? The Rav would say, no. Bring the money to Yerushalayim, buy the peiros there. B'di'evad. You didn't ask a shaila, but you bought the peiros outside of Yerushalayim. So if it's the kind of peiros that would last until you get to Yerushalayim, l'maisa, the transaction clicks into place. The kedusha goes off the money onto the peiros. But if it's peiros that won't make it to Yerushalayim, the transaction never clicks into place to start with. The Kedusha stays on the money. Okay, so now I understand. To start with, you're not supposed to buy any payers, even those that are going to last outside of Yerushalayim. You're supposed to buy the payers in Yerushalayim. So what happens, Elokeach, if someone buys with the money of Meisr Sheni, payers outside of Yerushalayim? He did it shoygig. He didn't realize the money is Meisr Sheni money. The Mekach is bottle. No transaction clicked into place. He should take the money back. The payer should go back to the one he bought it from. This is what's called a Mekach Tois. That's how the Batnur explains it. If the buyer realized this was Meisr Sheni money, he would have never purchased payers outside of Yerushalayim. He knows you're not supposed to do that. But if he did it Mezid, he knew it was Meisr Sheni money. And he bought it anyway. Then yalu, you have to bring up the peiros, ve'yachlu, ba'makayim, and it has to be eaten in the place, meaning in Yerushalayim, with the kiddush of Meisr Sheni and the halachis of Meisr Sheni. So even though he did something wrong, he has to bring the peiros to Yerushalayim and follow through with all the halachis of Meisr Sheni. Well, what happens if he buys Peiros with money of Maaser Sheini? Let's say Bizman Azeh, Bim Ein, Migdash, there's no base in Migdash. So I can't eat the Peiros in Yerushalayim, Zakta Mishnah Yerkavu. You just have to allow them to rot. You can't use them. Well, can't I redeem them? No. Peiros that are purchased with Kesef Maaser Sheini don't have a pidyon. In other words, the Peiros that grow, that I separate as Maaser Sheini, that I could redeem. That money goes off the Peiros onto the money. If I buy Peiros with that money and it's Peiros that could make it to Yerushalayim, and for sure if I buy it in Yerushalayim the way I'm supposed to, the Kedusha goes off the money onto the Peiros. But that's it. That's the last stop. You can't redeem Peiros that are purchased with Maaser Sheini money. So Memeilo v'mein HaMikdash, we don't have a base of Mikdash, unfortunately, Yerkavu, then it has to rot away. So chazing over our mission. If someone buys with Maaser Sheini money, water or salt, Peiros that are connected to the ground, or Peiros that can't make it to Yerushalayim, the sale is not valid. Nothing happened over here. The Kedusha does not leave the money onto these things. What about Peiros that could make it to Yerushalayim? Even that, you're not supposed to buy outside of Yerushalayim. But if he does, if it was B'shaygig, in other words, he didn't realize that the money is Maaser Sheini money, again, the sale is canceled. Money should go back to the person that gave it, and the Peiros should go back to the person that sold it. But if he did it B'mezid, if he knew it was Maaser Sheini money, then he has to bring up the Peiros and eat them in Yerushalayim. And if there's no base in Migdash, you have to allow it to rot because there's no option of redeeming it. Again, Peiros that grow, that you separate as Maaser Sheini, you could redeem that and the Kedusha goes on to the money. When you buy something, the right thing, the Kedusha goes off the money onto those Peiros. But once you buy Peiros, you can't redeem it. So there's no base in Migdash, you can't use the Peiros, you just have to allow it to rot.